Now take your reading booklet. Open it to the page with the words for Unit 3. Look at the first word and read it aloud.
Habla. Habla.
Read word 2.
Llama.
Read word 3.
Delante.
Word 4.
Damas.
5.
La dama.
Notice that the softness of the D is like our TH. Repeat twice after the native speaker.
La dama. La dama.
6.
Por favor.
Are you saying those two Spanish R sounds? They are said with the tip of the tongue behind the upper teeth. Repeat again.
Por favor. Por favor.
Read word 7.
El papel. El papel.
8.
Canta.
9.
Calor.
10.
El señor.
Notice the wavy line over the N. It is called a tilde, and it's pronounced nye. Look at word 10 again. Keep your eye on that letter while repeating it twice.
El señor. El señor.
Read word 11.
Baño.
12.
Comer.
13.
Ella. Ella.
14.
La niña. La niña.
15.
Comprar.
16.
Entender. Entender.
17.
España.
Look at the next word. This is the common way of writing usted. Read it aloud.
Usted. Usted.
Read word 19.
Americano.
Try to read number 20.
¿Es usted americano?
Notice that there is an inverted question mark at the beginning of the sentence. This is always done in Spanish, both with question marks and with exclamation points. It has the advantage of telling the reader right at the beginning that this sentence is a question or an exclamation. Practice number 20 again, paying attention to the intonation, to the music of it.
¿Es usted americano? ¿Es usted americano?
21.
Sí, soy americano.
22.
No hablo castellano.
23.
Entiendo.
24.
Muy bien.
25.
¿Entiende?
26.
¿Entiende usted?
27.
¿Dónde?
Read word 28.
Saber.
Read word 29.
Norte.
30.
Norteamericano. Norteamericano.
31.
Bañar. Bañar.
32.
Lloro.
33.
¿Habla castellano, señorita?
The next sentence is the señorita's answer. Read it.
Soy norteamericana, señor.
This is the end of Unit 3.